Now, Wolves, obviously under new ownership from the summer, they come in wanting sort of big international name. They get Walter Zenger. Walter Zenger then has a bit of a bad run, and he is bye-bye. Now it seems as though, if rumour is to be believed, that they're going to go for a more standard name within the English football leagues, and Paul Lambert looks like he's going to be the man who might be taking over there.
Yeah, well, just before I came on here, betting's been suspended. Paul Lambert was the hot favourite, and depending where you read who you hear from, he's got the job. But then other reports are saying he's in Germany at the moment, and he doesn't know anything about him suddenly being appointed the manager. So it's a bit up in the air. No one really knows. But they're after a British manager with championship experience, which, I mean, you'd think that's Kenny Jackett, who they got rid of in the summer. They tried Zenger, didn't work out. And now it looks like it's going to be Lambert. They've been linked with Pearson, Sherwood, Big Sam, of course, and even Rob Edwards, who's in caretaker charge at the moment. But yeah, it looks like it's Lambert. He might be appointed as owner now, but not too sure. Can't confirm that one at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head, really, in the fact that obviously the new owners came in, they wanted to do something ambitious, brought Walter Zenger in, and it kind of flopped, really. And obviously now it's a thing of stability and somebody who knows English football.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the playoffs are never out of reach. You can just go on a run in this division and suddenly you're right up there. But I think you're right. They need some stability, some experience, and someone who can sort of steady things and just get them pointing in the right direction. And I think Lambert, I mean, he has had the best of times since leaving Norwich, who he did win promotion to the Premier League with. But, I mean, at least he didn't get Villa relegated, and he only spent a short spell in charge of Blackburn last season. But I think if he's the man, I think he'll do a good job.
What about Wigan Athletic? They're a team who caught a lot of people by surprise when they moved Gary Caldwell on. Now looking for the next era at the DW Stadium. Some of the names include Alan Stubbs, Phil Neville, Ryan Giggs. But Warren Joyce seems to have been the man who's been leading the way for quite a few days now.
Yeah, I mean, he's a scorching hot favourite, 1-10. Of course, he's a Man United under-21 manager, and he's held in like very high esteem. I think he's only worked player manager of Hull, and he went over to Belgium as well. But there's been reports the last few days that Hull and Aston Villa want him as their assistant manager. But, I mean, he's such a strong favourite in the betting that it's difficult to look past him. I mean, there are reports over the weekend that he's in talks. And the only other real contender is Ryan Giggs, but I mean, that it looks to have missed out on that one. I don't know if he even wanted that job. I think he might be hanging on and hope that he can get a Premier League job after we missed out on the Swansea one. But yeah, it looks to be Warren Joyce at the moment, but that's another one we can't confirm yet.
I mean, sticking with the Championship, Jack, as well, Norwich are a club that have had a few questions around them. Alex Neil, of course, brought them down last season. They've had a decent start, really, the fourth in the league, but the 5-0 loss to Brighton has really knocked them for six, as it were. He's somebody who seems to be under a little bit of pressure at the moment.
Yeah, it's a strange one. You don't often call a manager under pressure who's fourth in the table after 15 games. And who won the Manager of the Month for September as well. But they've since been on a little bit of a slider. They lost a couple of games in the league. They lost to Leeds in the Cup. They've thrown away a few winning positions as well. And, of course, yeah, that 5-0 drubbing at Brighton, which has sort of triggered off an avalanche of criticism from some of their fans. And I don't know if you saw the interview with their captain, Russell Martin, in the aftermath. But he was just saying the players gave up. There's no commitment, and it seems to be there's a few like fractions behind the scenes. His sort of like man management and motivational skills have been called into question. And they have a massive match again against Leeds this weekend, who are actually on a little run at the moment. So if he loses that, then it's the international break, a long, long 2 weeks. I think it would be very harsh if he did get the sack, but you just never know, do you? But he does need a big reaction against Leeds this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, Jack, quite often the international breaks get to be very busy for you. Just looking at the top flight, Sunderland, bottom of the Premier League. They're the only team, if you look at sort of around that zone or with the other sides in the relegation zone, they're the only ones who haven't had a managerial change recently, as in since the start of the season. So does that mean that David Moyes, it's really a pressure time for him coming into this international break?
Yeah, in truth, I'm running out of things to write, to new adjectives to use, new like scenarios to write about, because he's just been rooted at the top of the sat race for seemingly forever now. But of course, he's the worst start in history last weekend. I think if they lost by 3 goals, that would be the worst start. And they lost by 3 goals despite it being 1-1 with like 20-odd minutes left. But yeah, he's the scorching hot favourite again. And he faces a big match. I think they've got Bournemouth, I think, this weekend. If they don't win that, then that's 11 games without a win. I think the longest streak is 16, I want to say, with QPR. But if he survives the international break, then they've got Hull straight away after that, which is absolutely huge. So the next 2 weeks are massive for him, definitely.
Yeah, certainly are. And as you say, with Sunderland, the next game is away at Bournemouth this Saturday afternoon. Jack from thesackrace.com, always brilliant to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.